This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
One of the steps toward financial maturity is coming to grips with what I call the float. That's when you electronically transfer money or write a check, and there's a few days before the money posts on the other end. The float. Businesses, big and small, have to factor that delay into their everyday decisions, but this could be changing. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Running a restaurant often means having to rely on some pretty ancient forms of payment.
I mean, I can even show you. I walk around with a folio of checkbooks.
That's Emmeline Zhao, general manager of a New York restaurant called Little Tom.
Half my week is sometimes spent just running between the different locations of our restaurant, writing checks to people.
Besides cash, she says many of her suppliers only accept checks or bank transfers, which can take days to process. Zhao says suppliers sometimes just won't show up if the money hasn't landed in their account.
That could mean that you've run out of all of your beer and you can't serve any beer for 4 days.
Part of the issue, payments have to be cleared to make sure the transactions are secure and legitimate. That job's done by the Federal Reserve and also a company called the Clearing House, which processes $2 trillion worth of transfers per day.
So anything but cash has some sort of process to go through.
That's Peter Davey with the Clearing House. He says the current system takes a while, partly because the company has to process payments in big batches. So the clearinghouse is now pushing a new service called real-time payments.
In the real-time payment system, we actually do this instantaneously per transaction.
Instant payment processing. No more waiting around for payments to clear, no more worrying about your beer supply. Lily Harder at Mintel Compromedia says that could have big implications for all types of customers.
Across the board, from a commercial standpoint, small businesses, and even consumers.
So far, 15 banks use the service, including Chase and Wells Fargo. They pay the clearinghouse a flat rate. But Harder says for instant payments to really start catching on,
it's going to come down to the products that are built on top of that.
There are a few consumer products that use the technology. The Savings App Digit uses Chase's access to the network to let customers instantly move money around. But Harder says businesses don't have many ways to use the service. Another issue, Bruce Summers, a former Fed official, says the clearinghouse doesn't have any competition.
The better alternative is for the 12 Federal Reserve banks to be active competitors with other clearinghouses.
The Fed has been studying this, but so far hasn't confirmed any plans. Meanwhile, the clearinghouse is hoping all banks will have access to the network by next year. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.